This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio, and our guests now will be familiar to you. Right now, Eric Hirsch is here, founding member of the hip-hop quartet, one of the founding members of the hip-hop quartet, The Beast, the director of Orquesta Gardel. Eric Hirsch returns now to the show, this time with a band and as a band leader, his new record, Distillation, which is available today. The album release party tonight at Durham Fruit and Produce Company. Eric Hirsch will perform live, and we're going to hear some of that work. Eric is here with others who will be familiar to you. Aaron Hill, who's actually an interloper. We don't know you from other iterations. You can look that up later. For now, you've got work to do.
What interloper means?
Yes.
No.
But you are also a saxophonist.
Indeed.
You play the saxophone. Pete Kimosh is on acoustic bass. Stephen Kaufman on the drums. Welcome to all of you. Great to have you all back in the studio.
Thanks so much for having us. We're happy to be here.
Eric, talk about this album now. This is Distillation. Is it a 10-year distillation, I guess?
Right. Yeah, there's a metaphor in there, and whether it's cheesy or not, I'm going to own it. And the idea is that for all the years that I've been here living in Durham post having gone to college at UNC, I've done a lot of things, the things you mentioned, like Be in the Beast or Orquesta Gardel. Both bands are a little more than 10 years old. But all during the same time, I was writing my own music. That's just a continuation of some of the jazz I was doing in college. So this group with, you know, most of the Beast and a horn player instead of a rapper is the group that's been performing these pieces, and I've kind of been refining them. And every year is kind of this sense of, I'd really like to put together an album, and it's very easy to push it off. And this is the year where I kind of put my foot down and was finally able to collect together the funds and the time to make this record, which is really very personal to me. It's a lot of instrumental songs. I almost don't know how to describe them. I'm just happy to be able to put them out in the world.
Finally. Here's the best description I can think of. Will you do a song for us?
You got it. This one's called Big Bad Bronto.
Big Bad Bronto, the name of that one. Jazz composer and pianist Eric Hirsch, joined by Aaron Hill on the saxophone, Pete Kimosh on the acoustic bass, Stephen Kaufman on drums. Album release party, Distillation is the name of the album that comes from. And the album release party tonight, Durham Fruit and Produce Company. A lot of performances that start at 7:30, culminating with the whole band coming together. Great song.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
So a piece like that, you talked about this being an ongoing project, 10 years, very personal, obviously jazz-oriented. Do you go back and change much over time, or do you do one piece and then a month later it's the second piece?
It's a little more of the latter. I think this isn't 10 years of hard work, like what it might take to write a symphony or an opera. This is, you have an inspiration one day and come up with just that, the little first part
of that
song.
You can do that. Maybe, oh.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm, that's okay.
We fooled you. Yes,
that's okay.
We fooled
you. But, you know, you get one little piece, and then you're stuck on it for maybe a year.
Yeah.
And then I always like to do really, even though I like things like that, they're polyrhythmic, they're fun, they're grooving, you can dance to them. I also like a lot of classical composers that really draw out a theme over time and have counter melodies. So I want to be able to do both. And it's that second thing, it takes longer to develop. So it's kind of like punctuated equilibrium, where there's just all of a sudden a spurt of activity and then refining it. So only at the very end when I bring it to the band does it come together. But once it's done, I feel really good about it. So it's not one of those things where I'm dissatisfied. It's just it took a long time to get to satisfaction.
Have you been playing jazz for your whole life? And when you get started in music, did you get started in jazz?
Much earlier than most. A lot of credit goes to my parents who met at conservatory. So we're kind of a musical family. And I was the oldest and we got a piano and they said, you're taking lessons. And I think pretty early on they figured something that I would have liked jazz. I didn't know what jazz was. I'm an 8-year-old at the time. But they knew all the music faculty at the local college.
I'm 65. College. I'm still not sure, but keep going.
Fair enough. I think they must have seen in me somebody kind of creating, trying different things, and learning jazz is not just learning your instrument and learning how to interpret, which is kind of what happens when you learn your instrument classically. Jazz is a chance to, you know, learn how to improvise, which is basically how to compose in real time. So you get all those building blocks. So I basically got a head start on that in high school, and I'll always be grateful for that.
Great stuff. Can I get you to play another song for us?
Absolutely. This is the first one from the Kurt. It's called Somehow It Seems to Help. Thank you.
Somehow It Seems to Help, a song composed by Eric Hirsch. That's Aaron Hill on the saxophone with Pete Kimosh on the acoustic bass, Stephen Kaufman on the drums. It's from an album called Distillation, and you can hear them tonight at the Durham Fruit and Produce Company for the album release party. Performance starts at 7:30. Another great song. You've been, as I said, playing jazz. Tell us about the other two projects that we've mentioned earlier, Orquesta Gardel and The Beast. What's happening with them?
Sure. The Beast is a hip-hop group with Pierce Fridolin as MC. Orquesta Gardel is a 13-piece salsa orchestra. It's definitely a family affair. Pete is the bass player common to all three. Steve, Pete, and I are three-fourths of The Beast. I think the theme with both of those this year is consistency. Both have a monthly residency at a local community institution just as a way to stay in public and stay engaged.
You can name those institutions.
Yeah, Living Arts Collective is a wonderful dance studio that has classes. And the important thing for Gardel is it's salsa music, so it has to be played with dancers. It's not a concert music. So it's so wonderful. What we do is we'll try a new song, or we've half written a new song, and we'll kind of try it out in there and see what happens. Or we'll have a special guest singer from a different band. This month we're having a potluck, so we just get to try different things. And with The Beast at the Durham Hotel, that's our third year doing that, and that's just become a great home for the band. It's really wonderful to be up there and see people of all different races, ages, backgrounds, some with kids, some on a date. And we're, again, experimenting, trying different things. We're having a special guest this month, Kane Smigo, who's a spoken word artist, and he's going to be here with Playmakers doing his solo show. So it's, you get to try different things than you might just in a club doing a regular 50-minute
set. It's great to have that resident, right? I mean, this is a regular place to say and try stuff out. Kane's going to be on our show in a couple of weeks.
Perfect.
Maybe next week with that as well. Well, that's terrific. I've only left you enough time to play us out, so you decide which song you want to play us out on. And as you're thinking, as you're cogitating and collaborating, I'm sure, on that decision, I will say that Eric Hirsch will be performing tonight at Durham Fruit and Produce Company for his album release party. Performances start at 7:30. Aaron Hill is on the saxophone. Pete Kimosh is on acoustic bass. Stephen Kaufman on the drums. You can catch other projects, The Beast, every second Sunday at the Durham Hotel, and Orquesta Gardel every fourth Sunday at the Living Arts Collective. You didn't write all that down, so it's at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley is our technical director. El Wadarski sitting in today with help from Jenny Lawson. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, Eric Hirsch.
Here's a song called It Was Joy.